There are other signs that Sandy has put life on hold in the Northeast for the first time since it began in 1970. The New York City Marathon will not take place. Race officials and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg had insisted that tomorrow's race would go on, but as NPR's Joel Rose reports, mounting opposition forced the organizers to change their minds.
All week, the group that organizes the race, the New York Roadrunners, kept saying it would happen until Friday night, when Roadrunner CEO Mary Wittenberg made this announcement.
It is with incredibly heavy hearts tonight that we share that the best way to help New York City at this time is to say that we will not be conducting the 2012 ING New York City Marathon.
That was a dramatic swing from just a few hours earlier, when Mayor Michael Bloomberg defended his original decision to let the race go forward, even as large pockets of the city struggled to recover from Hurricane Sandy. Bloomberg was not on the podium Friday night, so it fell to Deputy Mayor Howard Wolfson to explain why the city changed course.
It was clear that the people who were suffering the most were looking upon this as a source of unhappiness, and no one wants that.
The marathon course begins in Staten Island, a borough that was hard hit by Sandy's storm surge, and a rising chorus of voices called for the race to be canceled, from elected officials in New York to tens of thousands of people on Twitter and Facebook. Wilson says the message was impossible to ignore.
I love this race. Someday I hope to finish it, but it is not at the same level that bringing the city back to life in all five boroughs is.
Race organizer Mary Wittenberg offered this apology to the roughly 40,000 runners who were getting ready for Sunday.
We are really sorry to the runners who have come from around the world, around the nation, and around the city.
Hundreds of those runners watched the press conference live on television screens at the Jacob Javits Center, where they had gone to pick up their race numbers. It was like a United Nations of disappointment. Gabriel Dini had just flown in from Italy.
I mean, we would have understood if it had been canceled at the beginning.
Right.
Now, I mean, calling it off after everyone's got here, that's not really the best idea.
Do you want to interview disgruntled people?
Malcolm Gatenby walked right up to my microphone. He also came straight from the airport.
I've just flown in from Dubai, 17 hours. I've flown in now. It's going to cost me roughly $6,000.
Most people I talked to agreed with the decision to cancel the race, but they did not like the way it was handled. Terry Fritz flew in from Washington State for the marathon.
If they would have just canceled it in the beginning rather than waiting till everybody's here and then doing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what angers everybody.
Manhattan resident Brett Goldman agrees that perhaps the city should have canceled the race as soon as the extent of damage from Sandy was apparent.
I don't like the decision to have said we're going to go forward with it on Tuesday and then cancel it on Friday night. I think that's irresponsible. But I'm kind of psyched that I don't have to run.
Race organizers say resources from the marathon, including food, water, and generators, will be redirected to help the victims of Sandy. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.